Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The sun has risen. The sales reps have walked by, stared inside the cages of the studios like we're zoo exhibits as they make their once a week trek to 2400 Market. 855-839-1210, the number. Get us on social media at 1210 WPHT. The free Odyssey app, watch us live on YouTube. If you're not consuming us, that's I can't explain it. There's a million ways to get the show. Also, by the way, I had a couple of tweets yesterday. I think we ultimately got nailed by the YouTube police again.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. I'm so tired of those scumbags.
Probably because we played the SNL clips and maybe the Oscar clips, too.
Boy, they are the most ardent observers of when we use their content.
It's also not going to stop me from doing it. So, like, the YouTube is a nice appetizer, but it's not the main course.
That's correct.
So we're going to do what's best for the radio show first, and if that gets us taken down off YouTube, then so be it.
Look at you, pandering to the original radio base as a man who
went to... Well, that's where 90% of our audience is. So, like, why would I go to,
Everyone
2% of it is.
Everyone was like, oh my God, stop pandering for Instagram followers. And then it was Twitter followers. Yeah. We wanted to get the 10K.
By the way, if you want to hear the regret versus apology discussion, Phil clipped it, and it is on Twitter right now, at 1210 WPHT. Cool. If you can tweet... Mm-hmm. Retweet that or whatever and weigh in at 1210 WPHD.
It's good water cooler talk around the office for you.
There you go.
You guys could have your own little show.
Yeah.
Morning Mystery Movie Clip coming up at 9:20. What's on the cut sheet part due at the bottom of the hour? So, when you're Joe Biden and you're putting your reelection efforts together and you're putting together your campaign for 4 more years, you start to say, okay, what are our accomplishments? What's the spin? What do we want to highlight? And Joe, amongst all of his esteemed accomplishments, hashtag sarcasm, he is really big on junk fees and shrinkflation. And if you recall, during not only the State of the Union, but I also believe it was he turned down CBS for the Super Bowl interview, but ultimately we saw that one ad. I think I actually think Biden put it out, was on TikTok. It was his first TikTok post talking about shrinkflation and how, you know, ice cream and candy bars and bags of chips, and when I'm watching the big game, I'm like you, I like to have snacks, and he's mad that the snacks are getting smaller. So an update to that story, courtesy of the New York Post yesterday, Snickers, the candy bar, denies Joe Biden's State of the Union accusation that it has reduced the size of their candy bars via shrinkflation. So this is directly from the New York Post. President Biden blasted Snickers as an example of shrinkflation during his Thursday State of the Union address, but the candy bars manufacturer denied that it has been quietly reducing the size of its candy bars. Quote, snack companies think you won't notice when they charge you just as much for the same size bag, but with fewer chips in it, Biden said during his Thursday night State of the Union address. Quote, you get charged the same amount and you get robbed of about 10% fewer Snickers in it, Biden continued, claiming that his administration is, quote, cracking down on corporations that engage in price gouging or deceptive pricing from food to health care to housing. Also, Biden yesterday with the big proposal on a new budget bill. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But Mars, the parent company of Snickers, which manufactures the iconic chocolate, caramel, and peanut candy bar, debunked the president's statements. And now Joe's getting fact-checked by the New York Times and Snickers. It's a tough time for Joe. He says, this is from Mars, we have not reduced the size of Snickers singles or share size in the U.S., the company said in a statement to CNN per a screenshot that was shared via Twitter. Quote, like many industries, we continue to face high inflation and spikes in material costs. However, we work to absorb these extra costs wherever possible to provide affordable treats and the best value, the candy giant added. Quote, final prices are always at the discretion of the retailer, but we make every effort to minimize costs to provide a full range of delicious products, Marsh said. Scott Jennings, the CNN contributor who shared this statement, captioned the post saying, "As I suspected, the president is literally slandering a candy bar company." So a couple of things on this. Now, I can't attest one way or the other as to what Snickers is doing or not, because I don't buy or consume candy bars anymore. I guess I could probably ask my daughters. I mean, they've got Halloween candy left over. They've got Easter candy from the year before. They've got candy everywhere. Although they probably wouldn't even understand it being, you know, reduced in size. But I did come across this, and this is where I said earlier this morning on the show, I'm going to give Joe a little bit of credit because it's not candy bars. But I noticed it last night at dinner. Wife and the girls, they're up here, spring break, because Tennessee's school system, they go to school earlier in the year. So they're on spring break. And they're going to be moving up here in June. And we had to go to a dance studio last night for a tour to see if it, you know, meets the high standards of the wife. Because, you know, my girls are going to end up on Broadway one day and make lots of money. And, you know, they're the greatest thing. They're the LeBron James of dance studios. You know, so it's one of those
proud
things.
Proud dad.
Yes, yes. Proud dad indeed. But, you know, by the way, your kid's not going to play in the NFL, folks. All right? I got news for you. Statistics show it's almost an impossibility. But we went out to eat. And I won't mention the name of the restaurant. I don't know if they advertise on any of our stations. I'm not in the business of ridiculing local businesses. But we go to this establishment. And I get this double smashed patty melt with a couple of cheeses, habanero something, and it's probably my fault because I didn't even realize that it was a melt. So it didn't come out on a bun. It came out on Texas toast, and it came with fries. And my daughter, Olivia, she got a grilled chicken Caesar salad, and it was massive. Massive compared to my sandwich and fries. My wife got a wrap, and my other daughter, Mia, the other twin, mimics her mom, so she got the same wrap. Everybody's got, like, these massive plates in front of them. Like, more food than they can possibly consume, right? I already know there's going to be leftovers. They're going to be taking it home. And I'm sitting there, and the waitress hands me my little basket. It came out in a basket. Dawn, I kid you not, mm-hmm. I thought I ordered it off the kid menu. It was so small. And it was $17.99 for an Angus patty melt, a double. You love this soccer. I know you do.
Old man yelling.
I know that. No,
old
this
man
was,
yelling at cloud.
We're not saying the restaurant, but which I believe is owned by a listener. But this is the one that's in Bluebell.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay.
No comment.
All right.
So
I think I know.
I'm looking at the basket, and I looked at Kristen, and I said, I ordered off the adult, and she's just, like, snickering and giggling because, like, she knows, like, that, like, when I'm in the mood to house some food, I can kill a whole pizza in about 4 hours on a Friday afternoon, cheat day pizza Friday, which is about 3 days out. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what is going on? And I pick up the melt, and, I mean, the burger was relatively okay, but they also cut it diagonally. Like, when you cut toast, you either cut it straight across in half or you do diagonal. So it just looked so small, and I had about 17 or 18 French fries, and I'm like, $17.99 for this? I mean, I ate it. I wanted to order a second one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I do think, hold on to the steering wheel here. This is where I think Joe Biden is right on some issues when it comes to shrinkflation. And, okay, either the prices aren't going up, but the size of the product is going down, or that they're double whammying you. The size, the portion goes down, and the price still goes up. And look, I get it. You have profit margins, and you got to pay for, like, as much as it kills me, you know, the mom and pop pizza place charging $22.99 for a large pie, I think it's outrageous, but they're getting killed on the price of cheese. The dairy costs are killing these places. And believe it or not, I think there's a lot of people that now see, like, the chain pizza places like Pizza Hut, and they're like, yeah, it's crap, but you know what? $13.99 versus $21.99 in this day and age, I'll take the chain crappy pizza over the mom and pop place because I'm saving $8. And obviously Pizza Hut can buy cheese in much bigger bulk, so they get it at a cheaper rate versus a local establishment that doesn't have the purchasing power to purchase in such mass quantities to get the discounted rate. Now, here's where Biden is wrong, and this is why it's embarrassing. Dude, you're banking re-election efforts in part on junk fees and shrinkflation. Dude, focus on the border. Focus on the economy, inflation, crime. The actual issues that Trump addressed and solved and pretty much perfected his first time around. So strategically, I think it's a terrible idea to build your campaign for president around shrinkflation. It's like, you know, it's got a little bit of truth and there's an element to it for sure. But I'm sitting there last night and I'm like, oh my God, $17.99.
And you should have photographed yourself.
I don't want to rip the company.
But you should photograph yourself and then say, if you want more beef, vote Trump. Because the truth is, it's shrinking with Biden.
Yep.
And it's going to be bigger and better with Trump. So the deal is that these are family-owned franchises that you're talking about, and it's fresh, never frozen Angus beef. So they want to keep that quality. You obviously, if you have the fries, because I know this particular establishment, you normally comes with pickles and chips, but you upgraded it to the fries.
I did.
So
I never do chips. Get that out of here.
So you were paying. So they put it all out there. So the everything is like fresh.
Yeah.
It's not from frozen crud. Mm-hmm. It's not junk food, and so you paid the extra amount of money, but you're still getting that high quality.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They have to still pay everybody. They're struggling to even get the hired help. Somebody's got to drive. Everything's more expensive under Joe Biden's economy. And that's what we're all feeling.
And Olivia, I know Stalker wants to jump in here, but real quick, Olivia gets the grilled chicken Caesar salad and she didn't get a kid's one. She got the adult one. And I swear, it's amazing. It's like, you know, it's like when you go to Subway, they give you a brick and a half of lettuce and they skimp on the meat and cheese. They've done that for 20 years, even when inflation wasn't out of control. So she gets her big plate of the big bowl with the grilled chicken Caesar salad. And I'm telling you, there could not have been more than like 5 or 6 ounces of chicken. She got like 13 pounds of lettuce. They skimp on the dressing. And if that was a half of a chicken breast, that would be me being generous in my assessment of the amount of meat she got. $14. I mean, what's a head of lettuce cost? $2.29.
Yeah, you're lucky you don't have teenage boys.
We're being gouged.
91 Alex Exer, who's my favorite YouTube chatter of all time, says he's talking to you, Nick. If a lot of these shigvoses would quit flushing their money down the drain on their bets, they'd be able to buy their loved ones quality food instead of chain pizza.
You know what? My wife said the same thing. That might be my wife's burner account.
I love it. If it is, welcome, Kristen.
But regardless of whether or not you lose money on bets or on alcohol, like I do, here's the thing. This is something that is affecting everyday Americans, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, we're at a point where I had this conversation with Kristen and she's like, wow, it's just, $30 more for this and then $17 more a month for that. And I said, yeah, but it's adding up. It's death by a million paper cuts is what it is.
Yeah.
Gas is up. Energy is up. Groceries are up. And you add it up here and you add it up there. The average American is spending thousands of dollars more per year that most of us don't have for just the stand. And like, you know, when you go to some of these restaurants, these are not high end restaurants. These are a tick above Red Robin, for God's sakes. Right. And we're walking out. And it's like $113. What did I buy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ask Stalker for a weekend shift.
Henry's dad says, wham, my burger's small.
Dawn, I like it. We gotta make a shirt. If you have a beef, fire Joe.
That's right.
91 LSXer also wants to know, Dawn, if you used to buy Trump steaks.
He made steaks?
No, that's the one thing I never bought
kidding?
Trump steaks.
He made everything.
I know.
I
I used to buy all the Trump ties.
Fleecing the people. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No, the Trump ties are high quality.
Oh, yeah. Made in China.
Well, see,
they're beautiful silk ties. I have them all hidden away because Larry spills everything all over. It's going to ruin them.
I would buy a Trump steak before I'd buy Trump sneakers. There's no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not buying the shoes. $400.
You guys are both insane.
They weren't $400 originally.
I just love steak. I'm a man of beef.
Yeah.
So. Where's the beef? Yes. All right. So there you go.
They do have a points, and you can sign up for rewards to that particular establishment.
All right.
Well, they have a loyalty program.
Still can't confirm, though, if Snickers is shrinking up their chocolate bars.
My problem with the chocolate bar story is that rarely nowadays do you buy the original big bar. You usually buy a bag of those little bite-sized things anyway.
Yeah, you pop them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them in the candy jar. So mm-hmm. what does it matter?
Crow Fishing says overhead is through the roof, and this includes wages, food, yep. energy, and marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just one single yep. thing. It's
the whole operation.
It's the whole operation combined. Yes. Yes. Because when you have to pay somebody $17 an hour or whatever it is, mm-hmm. everything goes up. Yep. So
all right.
Yeah, everybody feels entitled now. Yeah. I should be making like $75 an hour because, you know, I'm here.
Sound like my daughters. All right, we'll come back. Morning Mystery Movie Clip is on the way. I will keep fighting the good fight for the average Joe out there that just Ooh. Wants a good big burger at a decent, reasonable price. And that'll be my platform that I run on in 2032. Kale and Company, Morning Mystery Movie Clip is next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning. Tony Bruno will join us tomorrow at 8:30 live from Florida for a midweek edition of Kale and Company. Still ahead this morning, what's on the cut sheet part due? What's on tap for the Dawn Show? Today in music history, and who won Twitter today? Also, have one more story to get to after our morning mystery movie clip. And speaking of passing the buck on to you, wait till you hear what a Washington Post reporter has to say about the epidemic we have in this country when it comes to shoplifting and retail theft. This is a remarkable opinion to have. Could be the worst take of the week, and it's not going to come from the three of us. So we're always willing to give that out to somebody that has something really stupid to say outside of this program. But right now, 9:22, let's get to the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Holiday for Columbus? He makes the wrong turn and wipes out an entire indigenous people. And you know what he was looking for?
I bet you're going to tell me.
Gold. Supposedly for Queen Isabella, but don't think that the Medicis back in Italy didn't want a part of that action. And what did Italy need gold for? But a long-distance slave trade based in Venice. Venice. That's where this brings.
You were saying something?
Nothing.
No, you were really on a roll there. Don't stop. I'm interested.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, good luck to you. I have no idea what that movie was, but if you do, be caller 12, 855-839-1210, and you will win a pair of tickets to the 8th annual Bucks Blues Explosion, which is coming up on April 5th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. And we'll see if we get our winner here in the next couple of minutes. Cut sheet part due in just about 10 minutes. But I want to wrap up with this story today. Speaking of finances and money, we're not talking about the size or the cost of food. But, you know, when we see these horrific stories throughout this country, most notably Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Atlanta, St. Louis, we've seen these stories and we've seen the video of people in Target, CVS, Walgreens, where, you know, in this day and age of, well, we can't lock up the criminal and we can't have store employees defend the merchandise because they've been advised by their bosses in HR to just let the retail theft continue and just let them take whatever they want. That cost gets pushed on to us because, you know, these retail establishments get a shrink percentage, which is an allowable amount of product that can disappear, be stolen before it kind of gets red flagged within their company. It's a very small percentage, but they have to insure the products they sell. And when their products are routinely stolen and we don't lock up the criminal, We would prefer to lock up the shampoo and the toilet paper at a CVS because we've got animals that just decide to walk in and take it. That cost, it becomes more expensive for the company to insure the product, and that cost gets, you know, kicked on to the consumer. So whatever that you're buying, it might be, I don't know, body wash that was $479 is now $529. That's because, you know, the things are being stolen and it costs more to insure. But the Washington Post says, you know what? Shoplifting's not a big deal, folks. That's right. A Washington Post reporter says, retail theft and the epidemic plaguing America, shoplifting is not a big deal because the U.S. was built on stolen land.
Wow. What brain surgeon wrote this?
Well, the brain surgeon goes by the name of Maura Judkis, J-U-D-K-I-S, and it's a new Washington Post report suggesting that the crime problem in American major cities has grown into a moral panic. Post-culture reporter Maura Judkis authored the piece in the paper's style section on Friday with the headline, "The Zombie CVS, a Late Capitalism Horror Story." In it, Judkis noted how a Columbia Heights, Washington, D.C. CVS had been looted and shoplifted from so much that there were hardly anything of value on the store shelves until it was shut down last week. She wrote the following, quote, "Everything else that remains in the store in Northwest D.C., which is not much, is under plexiglass. Dawn dish soap, L'Oreal shampoo, Miralax, a handful of Clairol root touch-up hair dye kits, flu season combo packs of DayQuil and NyQuil. The diapers are behind the counter. The Cetaphil and the Neutrogena face washes are under lock and key. Other shelves stretching entire aisles are entirely empty." Though, rather than reflect on the crime that was forced and has been forced this store and other stores in other major U.S. cities to close, the reporter, and this is the little editorial here from the New York Post, delved how these crimes are being seized upon by conservatives trying to stoke fear about a rise in crime. Quote, "It became a horror story of late capitalism," she wrote. And she goes on to say, "At the end of the day, America is a sticky-fingered nation built on stolen land, and its current moral panic is caught up in shoplifting. It's not just a worry in Columbia Heights, all over the country, from sea to shining CVS, there are concerns about this concept of petty theft." So maybe Maura Judkis is a gazillionaire. Maybe the rise in product costs doesn't affect her. But for the common individual out there, and I consider myself to be just the everyday routine person, I don't want to have to pay more for a product because the company has to pay more to insure it, because people at 18 or 14 years old or 37 years old feel like they are entitled to steal something and they don't have to pay for it. And then, oh, by the way, I get stuck with the bill. See, this is no different to me than the not repaying your college loans concept. Why do I gotta pay more because of you? So this is, again, another organic development of what happens when we don't enforce the law. We talked about this earlier with criminal justice reform. Everything on this show comes full circle, folks. We don't prosecute crimes. We don't lock people up. We give them 4 get out of jail free cards on down the list. And once again, it's a publication like the Washington Post and one of their paid journalists and reporters who said, that's not a big deal. You conservatives, this country was built on stolen land. Take your petty griefs elsewhere.
Never loot again. Stay out of trouble. Never go to jail.
That's right. Thank you, Meatball. There you go. So, great story.
By the way, when we come back for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, everybody needs to get over to YouTube. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Because I have a video. If you have kids or whatever that are going to spring break, if you want to see what's happening,
yeah,
what's happening in at spring break right now,
Florida,
in Florida, yeah. Head on over to YouTube because after this break, we will go down to spring break and see how spring break has changed over the last couple of years.
Everybody must
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. Also, we'll get our Morning Mystery Movie Clip winner in here. But first, a word from my friends at Blue Chew. Don't try stealing Blue Chew. We're giving it away for free. That's what we're doing here on Gale and Company. It's very simple. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code 1210, and you're going to get your first month free. All you have to do is go to BlueChew.com, promo code, use it right now, 1210, for your first month free. Just pay $5 for shipping, and Blue Chew is yours. It's that extra spark in the bedroom. It's that added boost as Father Time starts pushing down on that vigor, right? You don't want to end up like Joe Biden. You want to be full of vigor, like Jill says. The great people at Blue Chew, they offer a unique, one-of-a-kind online service that delivers men the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet at a much cheaper price. And also, how about this? Comes in a mint-flavored chewable now. Fresh breath to boot. Who knew? No embarrassing conversation. No pharmacies. Right to your door in discreet fashion. BlueChew.com. Promo code 1210 for your first month free.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, happy Tuesday to all of you as we continue. Very busy day, very busy week. Once again, Robert Herr doubling down on his report. We'll get more details of that as today continues into tomorrow. Probably be the big take for tomorrow's show, but right now, let me welcome in Ken in Perkasie. He is our winner of the Morning Mystery Movie Clip. Ken, good morning. What movie did we just play for you, sir?
You played The Italian Job.
That is correct. Congratulations, Ken. You've got a pair of tickets to the 8th annual Bucks Blues Explosion coming up at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in April.
Nice.
Awesome. Great show, guys. Go kick ass this week.
We will. Thank you, Coach.
I love that.
Put me in, Coach.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ken and Perkasie, my new favorite caller.
All perked up. I like it. Nice work out of him. Yeah. Maybe he's on some of the stuff Joe was on last Thursday.
Allegedly.
A little juice. I like that. Nice work out of Kenny. All right, we'll have three more pairs of those tickets coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Get on over to YouTube, folks. We've got some good stuff coming up for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2? Sponsored by Wawa. Wawa's new built-to-order wraps are here. It's all the flavor you love wrapped up and ready to go with... For your day, try an Italian or bacon ranch chicken steak wrap today. Gotta have a Wawa. Mmm, bacon chicken ranch chicken steak wrap.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Thank you, Wawa, for sponsoring What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. Okay, spring break. Nick Kale, did you ever partake in spring break?
No, sadly.
I did not either.
Is it an admission or am I regretting it? I regret.
You regret not taking part in spring break.
I do, actually, yes.
So you think of, you know, bikini-clad ladies. Sorry, Dawn.
Yeah.
Men drinking.
Yeah.
Hooking up.
Dudes being dudes.
A lot of fun.
Allowed to be a dude. A
lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to...
Thong-clad men.
Thank you.
Cisco's thong song playing in the background.
Do you remember, speaking of that, do you remember that, like, MTV used to have, like, a beach house?
Yeah.
And they used to have...
Total Request Live used to be down there at the shore.
They used to be there for spring break. Yeah. All those bands used to play and stuff.
Yeah, man.
I remember those days. Well, spring break has changed a little bit. So, Florida, there was a whole thing in Miami, right, where Miami was trying to tell spring breakers not to come there anymore. They didn't want them there anymore.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when Dawn's giving us those stories from the Jersey Shore about how they're cracking down on the Utes.
Yeah.
The Utes.
This is cut 7, Phil, if you want to play this. This is video only. Look at spring break. It's just a bunch of ladies.
Oh.
I mean, woo. just punching.
Look at this.
There's weaves falling.
Oh, my God. There goes a wig.
Oh, my goodness.
We got people's heads are falling off.
What is happening to spring break?
Well, and that's got to be a crowd of
this is Florida.
Close to 100 people.
This is Florida, by the
way. Now, I don't know if that was an edict from Suarez, the mayor, or if that's a DeSantis statewide edict, but they are absolutely trying to, and obviously you can see here it's not really panning out too well for them, to crack down on all this.
Look at this.
And everybody's just filming it.
Yes, right? And nobody... Is anybody stepping in to try to separate them? No. I guess the one guy Yeah. One person looks like he was.
You know what I've noticed, too, about these fight videos is it's not so much that everybody's filming it, which is also a major issue, is nobody ever steps in these days until it's, like, absolutely certain that the fight is over and some person has won. Have you noticed that? It's like, oh, eventually we step in and do the right thing when it's like, okay, this person might end up being killed, right?
What is this need to fight? Like, this is violence.
And these
are
girls.
Yes.
Well, to be clear.
Look at her. Her wig fell off.
It's awful. It's just
gross. It's gross.
If for nothing else, I mean, that weave costs a lot of money. I'm just saying.
And a lot of time.
In this Bidenomic economy.
And you're right. You're right. Dawn and Nick, you're 100% right. Nobody is trying to... I mean, there's a few people trying to help, but...
There's one guy in yellow who seems like he's trying to...
Yeah, he looks like a lifeguard.
90% of those utes are just filming.
Now, wasn't... And I'm really going to date myself, but when TV shows would talk about, like, hey, we're going on spring break, wasn't Fort Lauderdale the destination for spring break?
In the 80s.
In the 80s or 90s?
Now it's like Miami, South Beach.
Okay. Yeah, to me, I mean, I definitely would like to go down to the southern tip of Florida off the Atlantic. Geez. But I would also like to go to the northwest side of Florida, where Bruno is.
West side.
Yeah.
The Gulf side.
Yeah. Yep. I've heard also, have you ever been to Destin Beach? I believe that's along the Panhandle.
Yes.
I've heard.
I've never been there, but I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I've heard great things about that. That's on my bucket list.
That's where the shark attacks are.
At this rate, I wouldn't mind being swallowed. You right over there?
Yeah. I just wanted that to ruminate there for a second.
Yeah, I know.
Just wanted to show everybody how...
You're going to have... you're going to have a meeting with myself. Yourself.
Yeah. You know how they had... we do that bit on the show where we play how things used to be and how they are today.
Uh-huh.
We should play...
Spring break in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, you know, girls on top of guys' shoulders and they're having chicken fights.
Yeah. Dudes drinking Budweiser tall boys.
And now it's weaves flying off of brawling women.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about this TikTok ban really quickly. Senator Lindsey Graham, he's conflicted, guys, on whether to support the TikTok ban or not.
Well, the only thing he's adamant about is war.
He's, yes. But social media is ruining America. This is Lindsey Graham, cut 10, Phil, go.
House is planning to vote, as you know, this coming week on a bill that would force the Chinese company to sell TikTok or face being banned.
Yeah.
Trump initially favored banning TikTok. Now he's opposed. He's expressing his opposition. Do you support banning TikTok? Where do you fall?
I think the goal is to make sure American data that TikTok collects doesn't fall in the hands of the Communist Chinese Party. I'm really conflicted here. I know this about social media. They're ruining America. They're sexual predators abound on these sites. You can't sue social media companies. There's no regulatory body. That's what I'm focused on. Banning TikTok, maybe that's necessary to protect American data from China, but if you can find a way to avoid that, that'd be good too.
You were a strong supporter of it in 2020, though. Do you no longer support it?
No, I understand people like TikTok. I would like to keep TikTok running, but not have our data used by the Communist Chinese Party.
How will you vote on this?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I am definitely conflicted. But one thing I'm not conflicted about, every social media company should be sued if they do damage to you and your family. They're protected from lawsuits. Section 230 needs to go.
I don't disagree with Section 230. I do agree with him on one thing. It's this is TikTok specific, but all of it, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I believe social media is a accelerant to the erosion of the mental health of minors. And I'm not advocating for a ban. I'm not even sitting here saying there needs to be a certain age. But I do think it's undeniable at this point that social media totally messes with the mindset of the youth of today.
Let me just say this about the TikTok ban this bill that's being floated around right now. It's the president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. Mm-hmm. If the person breaking the new law is deemed to be
weaponization,
internet hosting service or app store, not the foreign. Yep.
Which creates a slippery slope, right? What's next?
Yep. Yep.
Gambling sites, porn sites. What else are we going to be blocking, you know?
That's what I'm saying, guys. Just don't.
Brought up porn sites.
I've read
not
it.
Not the porn sites!
Oklahoma wants to ban porn sites in their state.
Yeah.
Well, that's. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a sin.
Look that up. Duck, duck, go that story. Oklahoma blocking porn sites.
Oh.
Yeah. True story.
All right, we got to break.
All right. Coming up next, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, who won Twitter today, and today in music history. It's Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning, as we put a bow on another show, the Dawn Show coming up in just about 8 minutes, we find out what she has lined up for 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and of course, we have the testimony, big testimony coming up that we talked about with somebody under fire who decided not to charge Joe Biden in that documents case. So expecting to get ripped, fierce questioning expected, and that's supposed to start within the next 8 minutes or so. And then we'll also have some great interviews, including talking about Mayor Parker, what's happening in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, also talking about how insurance companies are using the data that is in your smart car. So we'll talk about that and how that information may be released. We've talked a lot about TikTok and that data. What about the data that your car is collecting on you? Some new revelations with that. Dr. Stephen Bonta, you're going to want to hear him coming up in the 11 a.m. hour. So he'll talk all things economic. He's from The New American, but we'll talk about the new economic numbers that are being revealed this morning. So a lot to discuss and a lot breaking this morning.
Okay, Dawn Show in just about 7 minutes as we get to a Tuesday installment of Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, history on Kale and Company.
Today, March 12th, we celebrate the birthdays of Steve Harris of Iron Maiden. By the way, looking forward to that show in November. Mike Gibbons, the Bad Figure drummer, and James Taylor. We also lost Clyde Burr of Maiden in 2013, and Michael Hasek, the Doobie Brothers drummer, in 2012. Albums from today include Glass Houses by Billy Joel, released in 80, R.E.M.'s Out of Time from 91, and Weird Al's Bad Hair Day from 96, that includes Amish Paradise. Also in 2007, Amy Whitehouse made her television debut on The David Letterman Show. The Stones began recording Jumping Jack Flash in 68, and lastly, on this day in 2009, tickets went on sale at the O2 Arena in London for the Michael Jackson This Is It concert, which obviously never happened since he died 3 months later. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lomquist.
Yeah, but that, very good one there today out of Phil. As we wrap up a Tuesday, well, this is going to be a tough one. Today, we find out who won Twitter today.
Who won Twitter?
Bill Bob won Twitter. He says Lindsey Graham is not conflicted. He rides the fence post unless it's war. Then he's all in.
That's right.
It's
he true. Is all
it's
in.
Absolutely true.
Yes. Find you somebody in this life that loves you as much as Lindsey loves war.
Amen.
And you will be set.
Yep.
All right. Dawn Show coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Bruno at 8:30. And as John Fetterman would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.